Ezekiel chapter 17. And the word of the Lord Jehovah came to me, saying, Son of man, put forth a riddle, and speak a parable to the house of Israel. And say, This is what the Lord God Jehovah says. A great eagle with great wings, long-winged, full of feathers, which had various colors, came to Lebanon, and took the highest branch of the cedar. He cropped off the top of his young twigs, and carried it into a land of traffic, he set it in a city of merchants. He took also of the seed of the land, and planted it in a fruitful field, he placed it by great waters, and set it as a willow tree. And it grew, and became a spreading vine of low stature, whose branches turned toward him, and its roots were under him. So it became a vine, and brought forth branches, and shot forth sprigs. There was also another great eagle with great wings and many feathers, and, indeed, this vine bent her roots toward him, and shot forth her branches toward him, that he might water it by the furrows of her plantation. It was planted in a good soil by great waters, that it might bring forth branches, and that it might bear fruit, that it might be a good vine. You say, This is what the Lord God Jehovah says. Shall it prosper? Will he not pull up its roots, and cut off its fruit, that it wither? It will wither in all the leaves of her spring, even without great power or many people to pluck it up by its roots. Yes, although it is planted, shall it prosper? Will it not completely wither, when the east wind touches it? Indeed, it will wither in the furrows where it grew. Furthermore, the word of the Lord Jehovah came to me, saying, Say now to the rebellious house, Do you not know what these things mean? Tell them, Indeed, the king of Babylon has come to Jerusalem, and has taken its king, and its princes, and led them with him to Babylon. And has taken of the king's offspring, and made a covenant with him, and has taken an oath from him. He has also taken the mighty of the land. That the kingdom might be base, that it might not lift itself up, but that by keeping of his covenant it might stand. But he rebelled against him in sending his ambassadors into Egypt, that they might give him horses and many people. Shall he prosper? Shall he escape who does such things? Or shall he break the covenant, and be delivered? As I live, says the Lord God Jehovah. Surely in the place where the king lives who made him king, whose oath he despised, and whose covenant he broke, even with him in the midst of Babylon he shall die. Neither will Pharaoh with his mighty army and great company make for him in the war, by casting up mounts, and building forts, to cut off many persons. Since he despised the oath by breaking the covenant, when he had given his hand, and has done all these things, he will not escape. Therefore this is what the Lord God Jehovah says. As I live, surely my oath that he has despised, and my covenant that he has broken, even it I will repay upon his own head. And I will spread my net upon him, and he will be taken in my snare, and I will bring him to Babylon, and will plead with him there because of his sin that he has sinned against me. And all his fugitives with all his bands will fall by the sword, and those who remain will be scattered toward all winds. And you will know that I, the Lord Jehovah, have spoken it. This is what the Lord God Jehovah says. I will also take of the highest branch of the high cedar, and will set it, I will crop off from the top of his young twigs a tender one, and will plant it upon a high and prominent mountain. In the mountain of the height of Israel I will plant it, and it will bring forth branches, and bear fruit, and be a good cedar, and all birds of every wing will live under it. In the shadow of its branches they will live. And all the trees of the field will know that I, the Lord Jehovah, have brought down the high tree, have exalted the low tree, have dried up the green tree, and have made the dry tree to flourish. I, the Lord Jehovah, have spoken and have done it.